Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour will feature records released on the Motown record label in August and September of 1972 in order. Well, coming up, we'll hear from Glass Knight and the Pips, Stevie Wonder, Michelle Ahler, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Edwin Starr, Bob Babbitt, Eddie Kendricks, and the Supremes. Well, first up this hour, Glass Knight and the Pips, Daddy Could Swear I Declare, right here on Motown.
Keep on running, keep on running. Time!
Motown memory from an artist called Michelle Aller. It never charted. The song was called The Morning After. Before that, Stevie Wonder, Keep On Running, a number 36 hit on the rhythm and blues charts, and a number 90 hit on the pop charts, didn't do so well for Stevie in 1972. And we started with Glass Night and the Pips, Daddy Could Swear I Declare, a number 2 hit on the rhythm and blues charts, and number 19 on the pop charts in the United States. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. For this half hour, we continue to feature records released from the Motown record label in August and September of 1972. Well, coming up, the second of two 45s released in the second half of 1972, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. The song coming up, Walk On, Don't Look Back. Well, by the early 1970s, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were struggling to have a hit record. They signed to the Motown record label in 1972 with disastrous results. Their first LP, called Chameleon, failed to sell after it was released by Motown, and a Frankie Valli solo single from 1971 and three Four Seasons singles, including the one coming up, didn't chart at all. Well, in late 1973 and early 1974, the Four Seasons recorded 8 songs for a planned second Motown album, but the company refused to release it to the public. Later in 1974, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons parted company. But here they are in August of 1972. Walk On, Don't Look Back, right here on Motown Memories.
Change.
Star with a song called Who is the Leader of the People, didn't chart, released in August of 1972. And we started with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Walk On, Don't Look Back. Actually a pretty good song, but it didn't chart also in 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring records released in the second half of 1972 for this hour, and we're creeping up to September of 1972. Coming up, Bob Babbitt, Gospel Truth. Well, Bob Babbitt was born November 26, 1953, and died July 16, 2012 from a brain tumor. He was an American bassist, and he was most famous for his work as a member of the Motown Records studio band called the Funk Brothers from 1966 through 1972, as well as his tenure as part of MFSB for the Philadelphia International Record Labels after that. Also, in 1968 through 1970, he was with Mike Campbell, Roy Moyette, and Andrew Smith, forming a group called Scorpion. Babbitt played bass guitar, and he traded off sessions with the original Motown bassist, James Jamerson. His bass guitar work was featured in such great songs as Science Seal Delivered on Mules by Stevie Wonder, War by Edward Starr, The Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Mercy, Mercy Me and Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. He participated in hundreds of other hits, including such artists such as Del Shannon, Jim Croce, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and the Spinners. He appeared on stage a year before he died in 2011 on an episode of American Idol. Well, here is Bob Babbitt, Gospel Truth, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom and Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Settle down, oh yeah. Trying to run my game on you. summer game on you. No, baby, no, no. Just trying to make you know.
Supreme song didn't chart very high. It was called I Guess I'll Miss the Man, reached number 85 in the United States pop charts, but number 17 in the adult contemporary charts. Before that, Eddie Kendricks, If You Let Me, number 17 in the United States rhythm and blues charts, and number 66 on the pop charts from 1972. And we started with Bob Babbitt, Gospel Truth, didn't chart, also released in August of 1972. Well, this hour, we featured some great 45s, all released between July and September of 1972. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories at yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.